USA Chat with Sat, June 30th, 2020.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, Tatjana. So good to hear your beautiful voice. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
We are so excited to have you here.
All right. Well, we don't know what's going to happen on this satsang. And does everybody know English? Is the newcomer, Niloufar, knows English?
Yes, Salam, Aziza.
Salam, khosh omadi. Perfect, yes. Guys. Now, I know every time we say the same thing, but it's a good starter. If anybody has something inspirational to share or have any questions, or they just want to talk for no reason, please do. Because we really don't have a topic.
Tatjana, can I go first as a newcomer?
Yes, please.
Thank you. I just want to say hi to everyone, especially to you. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much for having me in this beautiful, beautiful, incredible group. And I'm going to cry, and I don't want to cry. But I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful, so thankful, and you know what you did with me, you know better, and I'm going to pass out right now, so thank you so much, and this is like a dream for me, talking to you right now. And I really don't want to cry, but, you know, this past few months was the best days, best times in my life. And I cannot be enough appreciative and thankful for that. And I just want to thank my dear, dear Osha Khan from Atlanta, my dear Titi, who never gave up on me, and Gopi June, Gopala, and Angela, who welcomed me in their house, and I love you, and thank you. Thank you so much, Sajun. I'm looking forward to talk to you longer, another time. Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, thank you for your heartfelt gratitude about your life. It makes me very happy when someone has gratitude, because it only shows me that they are happy, that they are in a good place. That's the worth of gratitude for me. I'm glad that you found your way and you're feeling much happier in your life, and you're very welcome to this chat, and we are all happy to have met you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Never been happier in my life. Thank you.
Sachu, ma'am, can I ask you a question? Yeah, you don't have to ask. You can just talk. Yes, absolutely.
سجون توی به اصطلاح روز یکشنبه اون چیزی که بود، شما گفتین که باید مدیتیشناتون به اصطلاح عمیق‌تر و بیشتر به عمق بریم. من می‌خواستم ببینم این چه جوریه. و در ضمن یه سوال دیگه من که داشتم این بود که در مورد خودم بود. من یه موقعی که مثلا حالا فکر کنم مثلا پا نشدم صبح زود مثلا برای اینکه مدیتیشن بکنم، یه احساس عذاب وجدانی میگیرم که وای من مثلا این کارو نکردم، در صورت که میدونم همه چیز ما باید با عشق باشه، ولی اون احساس میاد با من که وای من مثلا این کارو نکردم. می‌خواستم در مورد این مدیتیشن عمیق‌تر و اون احساس گناه خودم ازتون بپرسم.
اولا مدیتیشن عمیق‌تر من باید ببینم که در چه موقعیتی بوده که اینو گفتم.
گفتین که اون موقعی که به اون صفحه سفید، یعنی اون صفحه سفیدی که سای بابا گفتن مثلا میرسین، گفتین اونجوری هم باشه مدیتیشن باید عمیق‌تر و یعنی بیشتر گفتین باید
نه that doesn't sound like me. روزی یه شنبه وقتی که most precious رو میخوندن تو most precious گفت go deeper and deeper. راجب سوال دومت، عمیق یعنی سایلنس یعنی سکوت. راجب سوال دومت این بشریت همیشه برای خودش تصمیم میگیره، هر تصمیمی یک محدودیت، بعد از پسش بر نمیاد، بعد احساس گناه میکنه، سرزنش میکنه خودشو. از خودت بپرس کی گفته که تو باید صبح سحر بلند شی، به جز این که خودت به خودت گفتی بلند شو. آره یه نفر گفته بود کار خوبیه، ولی کی گفت بلند شو؟ آیا اون یه نفری که نوشته توی کتابی که صبح سحر خوبه به تو گفت بلند شو، یا خودت به خودت گفتی بلند شو؟ اون خودی که بهت گفت صبح زود اگه بلند نشی نمیدونم خوب نیستی کی بوده؟ اونو کوشنش کن. اون کیه که بهت گفت صبح سحر بلند شد، بعد همون کسی که بهت گفت بلند شو نمیخواد بلند شه و تو آلت دست شدی این وسط. و فقط بدون که بلند شدن و نشدن خیلی بی تفاوته.
خیلی چیه؟
یعنی بی ارزشه در این موقعیت تو.
خیلی ممنونم ازتون، خیلی لطف کرد.
مهمترین قسمت این موضوع اینه که بلند شدن زودت اونقدر اثر نداره که ببینی کی بوده که بخواست صبح زود بلند شه.
خیلی ممنون.
Mitra says, Satyun, I have two questions for you. The first is on Sunday. I believe you spoke about meditations being deeper and deeper. How do you do this? And also, regarding myself, mornings when I don't wake up early to meditate, I feel so guilty about it. And I know everything that we do should be from love. So can you speak to me about meditations being deeper and deeper, and also about this guilt that I feel? Sat says, when I said meditations getting deeper and deeper, I don't know what the context was there. And Mitra starts to explain, and Sat says, no, that doesn't sound like me. What was read on Sunday was from Most Precious, where it says, go deeper and deeper. And deep means silence. Now, regarding your second question, humanity makes decisions for itself. Each one creates limitation. And then when people can't fulfill that decision that they've made, they have judgment and condemnation. Who said that you must wake up early? Okay, someone wrote in a book that this is a good idea, but did that person come and tell you to do this? Or did you tell you to do this? Who is the one who told you that you must do this? Ask yourself that question. Question that. Who is that person? That is the same person that said wake up early and then didn't want to wake up early, and now you have guilt about it. Waking up or not waking up early is not as important for you as bringing this under question, that who is it that said you have to do this? And Mitra says, thank you very much.
Thank
Hi, Satjun. It's Bahar. I feel like you performed CPR on me last week, and I feel like you rubbed some kind of film out of my eyes, and I can see again. And I'm so grateful. I have like a straight line to my heart again. I'm crying all the time again. It's like Cheetah Chora. It's my favorite part, one of my favorite parts of this path. And I'm really missing our afternoons together, but I'm trying to make the most of this time by doing divine work and practicing. And Kavi and I set up our cave this weekend, and now I can't imagine how I ever live without it. I was reviewing an email that you sent me on June 22nd, 2010, earlier today, and you wrote me almost 10 years ago exactly, "In order to get warm, one has to sit closer to the heat and stay there until there is no need any longer." And I think it's safe to say I'm close to the heat now, and I'm so grateful for the warmth, and I'm so grateful for you, and thank you for picking us up every time we lose our way. Thank you for you and all you've done for us. I'm just so grateful, and just thank you, and I hope we get to see you again soon.
Oh, that's very sweet. I'm very happy. I share your joy with you. I really do. Nothing makes me more happy than people being happy, not because they bought a new car or they had a raise in their job, which is still, you should be happy. But this type of happiness, it comes from expansion. It comes from deeper understanding of oneself, and there's no price for that. It really is it's a good news.
Thank you.
Hi, Salam, it's your little flower. Just to add to what Bahar said, the more I love you and everything, I cry all the time too, but it's not like, I don't know even what kind of a cry it is, but it's just, it makes everything else intolerable. Like, I just feel so, I don't even know how I feel. I don't even know how to say how I feel. But I just want to sit with you and your work and just cry, even though I don't know what the tears are, but I just, oh my God, I don't have a question with that ache and these tears. They're the most beautiful things ever. And even though I can't really name them or whatever, but they fulfill me in a way until I can see you or hear your voice. And I just don't know what to say. It's so beautiful.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm glad you feel so fragile in your heart, in the heart of devotion. I remember I had a Baba dream. I used to cry for Baba 24 hours, 7. I'm not kidding you. I was cooking for my kids and tears would be all over my face. I would be taking showers. It didn't matter. I would be talking to a person on the phone that has no idea about my devotion, and I would be sniffing away my nose. I had a dream of him one time, and I start crying, and he came by me. We were around the swimming pool, and he said, "Your every tear is a pearl." And I woke up in the morning, and I realized that these tears are not a human tears. It's not a need tears. It's not a want tears. You don't even know where they come from. They come from Ganga. Ganga. Almost as if. They're divine tears. And he called it pearls. And but with the same breath that this tears are very precious, just know that these tears will wash away other ones. You said nothing seems appealing because these tears wash it away. But underneath them all of that beauty and devotion, know that you are God, that you are the perfection. And just the ego self is trying to eliminate itself. Otherwise, there is no separation between you, me, Baba, or any other enlightened or God-loving people or not. So have that in mind, that as beautiful as this devotion is, and it does different things to our past, it washes away, and it comes from a high above. But also know that you and I are not different. We really aren't.
Thank you, Dada.
Hey, I'm so glad. This is Kumud.
Yes, Kumud, how are you?
Just want to say thank you so much. It's hard to talk after all this. I feel really emotional. I feel like they're saying whatever I'm feeling right now for you.
Oh.
I have actually three questions, but I'll just start with the first one.
Mm-hmm.
On the last Thursday call, I had asked a question if anybody knew, but then we thought mm-hmm. it would be best that if we ask you. I'm just going to read part of it. My eyes are, hold on, I can't read. It was a section where I think you and Nilu went to Yogananda Center, and there was a portion in there where it was talking about the last stroke. So I'm trying to find that line.
Yeah, okay. So you want to know what the last stroke is?
Yes. It says, existent is who you are. Therefore, yes, all of these steps are to get your attention and make you be open for the last stroke or the last steps.
Yeah. So this is how it goes. Doing charity work, being religious, having a guru, all of those are steps. In the Bible says that Jesus declared, I am the servant of God. Then he says, I am the son of God. Then in the end, he said, I and my Father are one. Where he had to serve first, become a servant of God by serving others, which eliminated his feeling of self-pity and all other sorts of things. Then he was promoted to Son of God, means that he shared the house with God. And that was the love he had for God and the love that Son has to the Father. And then this love created incredible amount of wisdom. Because when you love something with all your heart, your concentration on that entity, whatever it is, you begin to pick up the strength and the wisdom that is like an oval energy, like a lingam. And then in the end, he said, I and my Father are one. There was no longer Father and Son. So the last stroke is when people get interested on self-realization. They have done their rituals. They have done their religion, they have done their duty, they have done their ups and downs, and their soil or their being is ready to receive the last stroke, which is being taught how to find oneself. First to hear it, begin to recognize it, begin to discriminate, and eventually realize that you and your guru are one and the same. You are this and body are one and the same. Now, our path that was given to us in this lifetime is the last stroke, because we have gone through long meditation in another lifetime, this and this and that. And now we're granted the opportunity to recognize what suffering and how to eliminate it. And this is what I call last stroke. And in this type of business, the crowd do not come. They are handpicked. It's not like gathering of some sort of preachers, because not everybody's number is up to come for their last stroke. So that's what it means.
Thank you so much. We're the lucky ones.
Yes, we all are. Absolutely. More than luck is we've done our hard work, but we don't remember it because in this lifetime, some of us or most of us don't feel like this. What happened to me? How come I'm hearing this type of thing? Well, let me tell you. There's a lot happened to you in other life that got you ready. And sometimes in the family of 10, maybe one gets interested and the others are nothing but worldly. And you wonder, why me? I mean, I remember my mom always saying, why my daughter is like this in the beginning until she became a follower of this path.
Thank you. I'll wait if anybody else have a question. If not, I have two more questions.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and finish your three.
I don't remember where I got this, but it says we must forgive ourselves by not judging that limit us and give us boundaries. Can you please explain in detail about what that means?
Could you read it one more time?
Sure. We must forgive ourselves by not judging that limit us and give us boundaries.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I would say forgiving, not judging. Forget about forgiving because you first have to judge before you feel guilty. Not judging has to start from oneself. It really does. Because the harsher you are with yourself, the harsher you will become with the surrounding. And every judgment is a limitation. Every one of them. If you really look at it, if it's really paid attention at, that as soon as even the good judgment is a limitation because you are so much greater than any judgment you can give to yourself in reality. It really is. So it's best to keep quiet when we want to judge ourselves. And expectation comes with judgment. What are we expecting? What do we know? What do we know really about our body and mind? So again, staying quiet against the judgment of oneself takes away all the limitation. is like when we do a meditation together, when we find a silence, we can never find the judgment in there.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment is not a good trait, but people always say you got to judge yourself. You have to be very alert about yourself and all of that. I would say be alert about your thoughts, but not in a judgment way. In recognizing what is useful and what is not. Did that explain for you, Kumud?
Yes, yes. So I was trying to understand the last part on that, that it says that limit us and give us boundaries. So we're way much bigger than that,
yes.
As we're going in silence and we have more freedom.
Absolutely. You say to yourself that I'm not doing enough. Immediately you limit yourself because you already said, I cannot do enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes sense. Thank you so much.
And what is your third question, Kumud?
I was reading something that Baba wrote, and there was something that he wrote, and I'm going to see if I can pull it. He says, Baba says, Maya protects the devotees of God. Maya protects the devotee of God. Where he's saying there's a story of a cat that she
mm-hmm.
carries the kitten in the mouth, but that same mouth eats the rat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I said Maya was illusion.
Yeah.
How can that protect us? How does Maya protect us?
Well, I have to contemplate on that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I have some intuitive thing, but it's not enough. I don't know. I think it would do me good too if I do it. Yes.
I can send you that section of the.
No, I got it. I got it.
Okay.
It's. I just don't know what to say. I have absolutely no comment on that for now.
Okay.
I'll come back to you if I found
something
that is meaningful. Yes, and if you find
thank
it,
you.
Come to me and tell me.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Sachinal, this is Gopi. Salam, Kormit Brahma.
Salam, Gopi.
I just want to say how lucky we are in this lifetime that we are with you. And I just want to say every word that you say, everything that you give us, which is nothing but the truth, it melts my heart and points me to the silence. And it's so amazing. I'm so appreciative and I'm so happy for you and our beautiful path and journey. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Thank you. Kumud, I think I got it. the creator of Maya, the imagination and the illusion of the Maya belongs to God. When you love the creator of the Maya, then Maya might cut you some slack.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Sure.
Oh my God.
That is so beautiful.
It just came. It just came, and it's a good news. It gave me goosebumps.
Wow.
As Gopi was talking, I was receiving
Salam Satchel, this is Nilu.
Salam Nilu.
I don't have a question, but I couldn't stop expressing myself, my gratitude, the fact that my number was up and I am on this path. It's beyond words, as you know, and it's just life-changing and beyond. And as you were talking to Kumud about judgment, I was thinking that any time that I felt that I'm not in the right position, what am I not doing, and I felt a lack or something, I had a judgment of myself. That judgment made me just feel out of it. And it was just click for me right now that if I drop that judgment, I'm back in. So,
First comes judgment, then comes the branches of condemnation, unworthiness, fear, all of that. It has to be some sort of a judgment to sprung out of itself, different emotion. So if we cut the judgment, the rest goes. I mean, there is a difference between judging yourself and not being able to do anything about it except condemnation and all of that, and watching yourself, the things that takes your peace away or makes you selfish and self-centered. You can look at it, recognize it, and drop it without a judgment. That's the easiest way to go. So there is time that you have to look, but you don't have to judge. You can look.
Sachin, I remember one time you said judging yourself is worse than judging others. And I always want to know why.
Because in order to judge other people, you have to have had a lot of judgment of yourself. A person that is not set up with oneself has a harder time judging others. When you're happy, can you give a damn about what anybody does? Because when the ego is unhappy, begins to belittle other people or judge. Everything starts from in out. Cleaning the mind is cleaning the world. Because then we won't have eyes to see it.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you back.
Satyanam, can I say something?
Sure.
I don't have a question, but I have to. When Sunday night you were talking about happiness, and it was so beautiful, that session, that I was hoping that I could come in the middle and thank you and show my gratitude. That when I met you, how unhappy I was. And I remember when I told you my story, like everyone else have a story. Now, of course, it's in the suitcase and it's dusty, thank God, thanks to you. But you told me to give it all to me and go be happy. And I thought to myself, this lady is so kind, but how can I ever be happy again? How can I be in one piece? But now this Sunday just took me back to 20 some years ago. And I was so grateful, and I am. So I have to express that. I am so, so grateful to you for all you have done for me and my life. You gave me my life back, actually. I was a dead person walking. You gave me life again. I never thought I'd be so happy, so desireless, so fearless, so in one piece. I never thought I would be this person. And I owe it all to you, Aziza. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yeah, that makes me happy to hear you having good news about your life. Well, guys, if everyone is expressed themselves the way they want it, that's fantastic. If there are a few of you that wants to, but they're a little bit shy, I would encourage them to not be shy. And if there is nothing, then even we have all realized ourselves. And we can say goodbye.
Sajjan, Mansur wants to talk.
Sure, Mansur John, go ahead.
Sajjan, salam mikonam, sure. I wanted to, I hear about guilt, I hear about judgment on this call. I don't know what it is when I miss my time to get up, when I miss my meditation. It's not guilt, it's like missing an appointment with my beloved. It's like I've lived the whole day without having just a little morsel of what that day was really worth for. And I don't know if that's guilt or if that's sorrow or what that is. I don't know if it's my mind working. But it certainly isn't happiness when I miss something, miss my time with my with myself.
I totally appreciate your heartfelt and the beauty of your devotion, but please give your ears to what I have to say. There was a story, Babar said. There was a guy in a village, a poor guy, very hardworking, had many children, wife, and worked in the field. And he didn't have a moment to himself. So as he was going to the bathroom, he was repeating the name of God. And someone was walking and hear him saying the name of God in the bathroom and gets furious and beats him up and goes to their wise man in their village and complain how this man is using God's name instead of being it in the secret. The wise man says, you should be ashamed of yourself. This man has no time. This is why if he repeats one time the name of God on the toilet, it's worth 1,000 times more than someone that has time or has other duties and releases it and sits down and repeats the name of God without being useful at all. So that's one part I want you to know, that your heart speaks louder than the time you could have for yourself. I assure you that. I can feel your heart, and I'm sure God can feel it thousands of times more. But the other thing I was going to say is don't rely on hours or long time of with your beloved. In the middle of your work, in the middle of your occupation, just stop for a second and say, I love you. I remember you. I know you. Honestly, this would be incredible. And just do that throughout the day. Having said that, not because of your worship, but I think you need some time to yourself. Meaning that taking the life a little bit less serious, your work a little bit less serious for your own health. And just get out of the house. And just let everything go wherever it wants to go. And put your doership down. And just either go and sit in a meditation room or take a walk. And so don't strive to have it. Just have it. Don't wait for a day to have it. Just have these small moments of I love you, or Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, or Khudayo Shukrit. I'm sure you say that, but this is enough. You've been given a lot of responsibility because it washes away a lot of past things. But at the same time, know that you are free at every moment to express your love. It doesn't have to be in a specific place, a specific time, a specific ritual. These are all limitations we put on ourselves. And in the beginning, it's very useful. But now you are on the last stroke. You are getting the last stroke. Let go of the past ritual to some extent and just become so intimate with God that you don't need a meeting place. Everywhere you are is a holy ground. And take some time off just because you want to, just because you know that the responsibility will not fall apart. Please put to practice what I said. It'll do you a lot of good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you were going to do that writing, go do it. Just think that if you don't do, something will happen. I want you to really, God loves to see joy because it is ananda, it is joy. So every time you bring joy to yourself is more effective to God than even yearning for it because it sees what the nature of itself is.
بچه من یه چیزی رو میخواستم با اتون شیر کنم و با بچه ها. یه چند باریه من همین صبح که گفتم هم چند میتیشن میکنم از مثلا یه خوب دیگه الان دیگه وقتش برم چه رخت خواب ولی بعد که میرم بازم احساس میکنم این قلبم بازم دوست داره میتیشن بکنه. بعد مثلا پامشم نوبتم میام میشنم. یعنی یه دفعه قشنگ سه دفعه این اتفاق افتاد. وقتی که میخوابیدم قشنگ احساس میکردم که یعنی میرفتم بعد از این میتیشن من بیشتر بگیرم بخواب میدم که وای من چهست. یعنی فکرم هنوز بدن من احتیاج به میتیشن داره. بازم باید باشم چه اون چیز. و دیشبم قبل از خواب داشتم هم اسمای خدا رو مثلا میگفتم با خودم خدا رو داشتم صدا میزدم یه دفعه صدای شما رو شنیدم ای یگانه هستی و خیلی خوشحالم کرد این کلم یعنی شنیدن صدای شما تو گوشم و اون یگانه هستی که گفتی.
It's true meditation, you don't have to sit up. You can be like that villager in the toilet. I mean, you are so intimate and one with God. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. All that rituals that religion has put or we put on ourselves is really good in the beginning, but it is a totally hindrance as you grow and expand. I know because I've done it. So even when you are laying down, just be. Every time you are God. You are one with your beloved. Or separate yourself from your beloved just before you go to bed and say, thank you. I see you. I feel you. I know you. Wow. Anyway, it was wonderful to talk to all of you and hear you, everybody's voice and their joy and their tears and their devotion. And until next time, may we all stay happy, simply happy. Bye, everybody.